Catching up with ESPN insider Todd McShay, the draft specialist at the NFL Combine. Todd, can you give us a couple of names that you have in mind where the Broncos are picking at 20?
Well, you know, offensive line could be a position. Interested to see if any of these guys. It's tough with the offensive tackles this year because Garrett Bowles, to me, has a chance coming out of Utah to be a first-round pick. Has had there's some issues to kind of sort through. Only 1 year playing at Utah, but really athletic and long. The rest of the tight end group, I mean the offensive tackle group, I think you probably could look for some guys that were tackles moving into guard. And, you know, Forrest Lamp to me is one of the best offensive linemen, had a great showing here in Indianapolis. So those are a couple guys.
On the tight end, it's really deep this class. You think they're going to wait maybe a couple rounds? You can still find a quality player there?
Yeah, but also sitting at 20, if Joku's there, David Joku from Miami, then maybe that's a possibility. I mean, he's a big-time difference maker. O.J. Howard, if he's still around, I don't know that he will be coming out of Alabama. But this is the best tight end class. I've been doing this 17 years. I've never seen a deeper, more explosive group. So Evan Engram runs a 4.43 out of Ole Miss today. Adam Shaheen, no one even knows about out of Ashland. He's going to be a second-round pick probably. He's 280 pounds and 6'6" and runs a 4.7. So there's a lot to pick from, and I think there's going to be a lot of good options on day two, rounds two and three.
I'll get you out of here on this. What's another position group that you think there's a lot of depth at?
The defensive backfield. I mean, safeties are really strong. Corners really strong. I think there are 20 guys, starting with Marshawn Lattimore, Tease Tabor from Florida, the cornerback position, 20 guys in the first two rounds that could potentially go.